Weiter in Shas. We are Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. Picking it up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down by the middle of the line. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Tzuras Drakon. Now, this whole idea that we're talking about, what's Aser to get on, to be involved with, to have a kli with it, we say is the Tzura of a Drakon, which we call a dragon. What is it? Perish of Shimon Ben Elazar, Koshish Lutzitzin Bein Prakov. Any type of creature that has fins between its vertebrae. Rashi says, Targum shall snap here. Loshanachik Masaros, Prakov Chilyosaf. Right? So it has these fins between its vertebrae. Machvi Rabbi Asi ben Pirkei Tzavar, and Rabbi Asi pointed to between the vertebrae and the neck. That was the area. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's what we just said. Story time. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Hamachas is a mahalach acher Rabbi Elazar kaper bibi b'derech. Once I was walking behind, Rabbi Elazar kaper b'ribi. Which literally means the great one. Rashi says, "Klamer Adam Gadol v'chein Karin b'chulav b'kinuy." That's what he used to call him. Umatzah Sham Tabas. He found a ring over there. V'aleh asuras drakon. And on it, there was the figure of a dragon. Therefore, it's Aser Be'ano'o. Umatzah over Kachavim Katan. And Rabbi Elazar, he found this child. Was never a Zernik. V'lo Amar Lo Klum, he didn't say anything to him. Matzah of Kacham Gadol, when he found the older one, V'amar Lo Batla. And he said to him, nullify it. V'lo Bitla, he wasn't Mevatlet. Satro Bitla. V'lo Zakapar hit him, and then the guy was Mevatlet. That's just, he called a lechi. Hit him on the cheek. He smacked him. Shmami Natlas. We learned three things from here. Shmami Natlas. Kachavim Mevatlet V'skachav. Number one is we learned that a guy is able to be Mevatlet V'rezar. Shalom V'shalchavero. Hid and his friends. Shmamina yodea b'tiv shalvodas kochavim u'misham sheha mevatel. And we learn from it that someone who knows the nature of a Zara and its accessories can be mevatlet. If it's any yodea, one who does not know b'tiv shalvodas kochavim u'misham sheha in mevatel. Shmamina v'kochav mevatel ba'karcho. We learn that a Zara can be mevatlet against his will. Megadef ba Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was a little bit shocked about this whole situation that happened. V'leslei Rabbi Elazar, Kapar B'ribi, Hadatana, what? He doesn't understand that which he learned. Hamatzah Minari, someone who rescues an object from a lion, Umin Adover, from a bear, Umin Anamer, from a leopard, Umin Agayas, from an army, Umin Anar, from a river, Umizuto Shoyam, and from the, Rashi says, Vosa Zutel. Zuto Shoyam is Lashon Yama Chose Lachorv. It's the tide. Esther v'chamesh esrei parsal. So Shotif Kol Mas Shemotze B'derech Hazaraso v'chenas Osa b'chayom. The low tide and the high tide. Umishluliso Shalnar from the surge of the river. Rashi explains there that is Kishanar Gadel v'yotzia Gdusov uposhet when it goes beyond its areas. Again, you find an object that would have been eaten by a lion or from a bear or from a leopard, from this army, would have taken to the river, would have taken to the high tide or from the river's coming in, and he's able to go out and he can hold on to this thing himself. Amotzi bistratia, platia gadola, someone who finds an object in a major open area, like a huge intersection or in a large public square. B'chol makom sharam mitzvim, some way have tons of people there. Eilu shalom, you get to keep that object. Because the person gives up over getting it. Rashi says, "V'kivin to yish." Once he's b'yayish, over kochavim batla midaite the lo lemiflecha v'su lo tzarch lebutu leptula. Once it's already like lost to such an extent, you don't have to be mevatel it anymore because this dragon ring over here, right? It's already nullified. Therefore, why do you have to go and make sure it's nullified? Amar Abaye, he demina miayish. Okay, nechinami that he was miayish misura. Right, he's miyash, getting it back, but miyisur, miyash, is he miyash the iser? She says, I know the kacham, she have the korila of his kacham, the mimar armor, right, says Gemara, because he's still miyash, mimar armor, he's going to still say when he realizes that it's gone, yov kacham, mashkechla, if another of his arnik is going to find this ring, mitlach palcha, he's going to go and he's going to worship it. Yisrael, mashkechla, and if a yid finds it, either the mei karin, since it's worth something, it's very expensive, mizabin lalovit kachavim, he's going to sell it to a guy, palcha, and he'll go and he's going to serve it. So since the avodah zarah, the one who owned it, still considered it as an avodah zarah, it's necessary to go make sure that you actually nullify it.
Tanana Sam, we have a Mishnah over there. Dmusir Slavanos Hayulul Rabbi Gamliel. This is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That is, Rabbi Gamliel had these pictures and shapes of moons, Valiyasa Batava Bakosel, that he had of the different moons, and his upper chamber on a tablet. Because on the wall, Shemed Marius Hadiotas, he would show this to the common people, and they come from them. Kazerisim. You would ask them, you saw like this, you saw like that. Or says Kedila Vodkan, and you Devrayim Bechuvanim. You know, to check for Edis Acholish, make sure they're saying the right thing. Well, Mishari is a motive for them to have these depictions of the moon. Vaksiv Lo Sasuniti, you can't do these type of things. Lo Sasun Kedmus Shamashi Mesham Shalafana, you can't do the things that serve before me. Rashi says Hachalog Esid Mamarim. Okay, fine. Now, and for the Gemara, Marabaye Lo Asatora Ella Shamashin Sheefshar Lasos Kamosa. The Torah only asked making the images of servants that are possibly actual to copy. Only things like that, if you have certain kalim in the base of Migdash and you duplicate those kalim, that would be a problem. Those are serving the physical things over there. But when you think about the moon, that's not something that's anything over there, and therefore you can't go and duplicate it. Kedetanya, like we learned in a brace. A person shouldn't make a house in the form of a heichal. Rashi says, Ba'arko v'rachbo v'rumo, v'shir midos p'sachav, aval im nishtana b'mix mutter. Don't make your house just like the Beis Hamikdash was built. If you change a little, it's mutter. Achsadra tavnis ulam, a pavilion in the form of the ulam that was, like, again, in the Beis Hamikdash. Chatzar tavnis azara, or the courtyard in the dead of the courtyard. Shulchan tavnis shulchan, menorah tavnis menorah. Aval hu oseh shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. Right, you can make, let's say, a menorah of 5, 6, or 8 lamps, because then it's not exactly that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shel shiva lo yasi can't do 7. Afishal shami nevetachas, even other types of metal. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar, afshal eitz lo yasi, don't even make a menorah duplicated out of wood. Kedar sha'asu bis chashmonayim, because this is what the chashmonayim did. That's what the Chashmonaim did. Amalacham said, Mak, Misham Raya, is the Raya from over there, that the Beis HaMikdash menorahs can be made out of wood? Because during the times of Chashmonaim, when they took back the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the kelim, so they made it out of wood over here. Right? So it says, Amalacham, Misham Raya, we're making a Raya over there, because it can be made out of wood. But Shumin Shabazayo, the branches of those menorahs were made out of iron, spits of iron, V'chofim Babats, and they plated them with bats, with tin. Has Shira son shall Kesef, they came wealthier, then they made these branches out of silver. Chazov has Shira son shall Zav, when they got wealthier, then they made them out of gold. Right? So we say that these servants, quote unquote, that are mentioned in the first Paisa, could be only, maybe it's referring to the servants that could be duplicated, like the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash. From this Paisa, we see that they're, that's also to do that. But you are allowed to do it with the moon, which obviously can't be duplicated. V'shamashin she'yev shalasas v'mimosa and mishari, and there's things that aren't able to done like them, is it mutter, like the moon? V'atayim was in the Braisa, lo sasun iti, do not make with me, which is telling you, lo tasun kidmus shamashayim mishamshin l'fanim b'marim. Don't even make something like an image of the servants who serve me on high, right? And the moon is including that type of thing. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, peep turn the page on Mam Gimel Abayis, lo asher Torah ela b'dmus arba ponim ka'adei adadei. The Torah only asks is making them from on the image of the four faces together. Says Rashi, p'nei shor v'adam v'ayi v'nesher, l'chaya achas dugmas chayos ha-kodesh, t'chsev asya shruyis etzli. This is talking about the Chayis HaKodesh, the four angels that are on the heavenly throne. Pasuk in Yecheskel says there's four faces. There's a human, a lion, an ox, and a nesher, like an eagle. Abai is saying that when the Braisa says, you shall not make with me, it's referring to making an image of my servants who serve me on high. It's specifically of those Chayis HaKodesh, since they are considered more with Hashem. It's on the throne of Hashem than any other servants. And the Baisa Asa is making only these four-headed creature that is the faces of a person, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. So the question, hold on a second, Elmeyata of Abai is right.
Someone's talking about those things. And parts of Adam, the Chudei, Tishrei, it should be mutter to make the face of an Adam of a person by himself. So you can't do these four things all together. It seemingly should be able to do it by itself. Allah Matanis, why everybody says, call a person from Mutar, and Chutzmi parts of Adam. It's mutter to make any face except for that of a person. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Yehoshua, Mi Pirkei de Rabbi Yehoshua Shmi'ali, from the teachings of Rabbi Yehoshua, I learned that why is us make human face? Lo sason et, lo sason oc. Right? Don't make with me. Your teacher is saying, don't make me. Aval shai shem hashin shari. But making the images of other things, of the four faces, is going to be mutter. Frankly, what? Shai shamashim mishari. What? It's mutter to do the others. My time into the brayso. Lo sason iti. Lo sason kidmus. Shamashim shamashim lefanim b'marim. You're going to lefanim musafim mechayis hakodesh melachay hasharis. Since the brayso is saying these, the pasuk is referring to these particular servants, and not just to the image of the four faces together, then we could assume, we could understand that the iser extends to all of these things, including the sun and the moon. Hakam Gamliel then have these pictures of the moon in his attic. How is that okay? Amar Abaye, lo asa Torah l'shamashim shemamador ha'elyon. Even according to even this Braisa, the way we understand it, the Torah is answering only images of the servants that are in the upper realms. Says Rashi, k'dichsev iti. Aval chama levana b'medora tachton heim. That's considered in the lower realms. It's unbelievable, like different areas of up in Shemayim. Shemadur and tachton mishari, is that really mutar? A time until the Bray says, Shem b'Shemayim, he said in Shemayim, the rabbis chama levana kochav mazalos. Mi ma'al, rabbis malachay shari. So therefore, clearly, it's us to do it. No, kitanya hi, lo'ovdam. What is that process of teaching? That these things like the sun and moon are usher, it means to worship them. There's no isser in just, in you know, drawing them and building, making them. If it's really coming to us to worship them, then why does it say only the heavenly bodies? Even the worm that we saw before, the tiny worm, is also Aser. In Chinami, that's actually true. That's learned that from the end of the pasuk. The time of the Nebraska, Sheba Aretz, that was on the earth, the Rabbis, Amim, Naharis, Narim, Mekvos. It's coming to include the instruments worshipping seas, rivers, mountains, and hills. Mitachas below, the Rabbis, Shil Katan, is coming to include even the small little worm. Whoa, Vasiya Gredis Amishari, and is just making the image of the heavenly bodies, sun and the moon, really, is that mutter? By the time, within the Braisa, lo sason iti, don't do with me, lo sason kidmu shamash ha-misham shalafanim b'marim, kigun chamu levanu kachom mazalos, sakram gamliel made the moon, shanir gamliel dacher masulo. No, it's different when it comes to him, because others made it for him. Rashi says, it was Avodah Zarnis that did it, therefore he never over the Isser of making it. Rabbi Yehuda also, he had others make it for him. And this is something which he had, this image on his ring, apparently was that of a human face. And, you know, people had images that would be on their signet ring. V'amar le Shmuel Rav. Shinana, sharp one, Samayne Didain, blind this one's eyes. Right? In other words, what does it mean blind this one's eyes? It means pechisurasa, like mess up the tsura, the shape that's on this ring over here. So it turns out that a Jew can't have even something in the images made by Vodazarnix. How come we all have these moons then? No, Hasa, by the ring, Bechosan Bolet, we're talking about where it's sticking out, the Chosam is sticking out. Mishum Chashada, it's a Chashad that he said, we're worried that you have to go ahead and get rid of it. The time really said, Abraisa, Tabasha Chosomas, a Bolet, a ring whose signet is sticking out, Asr L'anicha, it's just to put in your finger, because people are going to see it, this image, and think that he's worshipping it. Mutter L'achdam Bov, and it's mutter to go out to sign with it. As she says, Kishu Chosim Shuka, Chosim B'Shaiva, Ve'enu Nira B'Chutz. When you would stamp with it, with a sticking out ring, the image formed in the wax, you have the wax, it's depressed and it's not noticeable on the surface. Chosama shokea, but where the ring is depressed, and mutal anicha, you're allowed to go and wear it, to asa lachton babiyasa, to sign with it. So it's when it's sticking out on the ring, it's a problem. When it's sticking in, it's not a problem to wear. When it's sticking on the ring, it's mutter, it's asa to wear, but mutter to sign with. When it's sticking in the ring, it's usher to, it's worth the wear and usher the sandwich. Micha Shin Chashada, we word for Chashad. Va'abe Kenisha de Shaf Yasib in Arda. But there was a base, there was a shul that was in Shaf Yasib, there was in Arda, a location. De Ogmeba Andarta. Which they put up a statue there, a statue of the king. Rashi says, "Sell him." There was a statue. And Shmuel's father and Levi would enter there, and they would daven over there. Unbelievable. The word for chashad. What's chashad? The people are going to be worried that maybe he's serving a avodah zarah, right? You can't have these things, these rings on you, because people are going to be scared that you're chashad. They're going to think you're doing a avodah zarah. So here we see they're not worried about it. It's Rabim Shiny. No, when it's a masses, then we're not chosheh everybody doing such a thing. But an individual can't have something that might be people gonna think he's doing a avodah zarah. I don't bring Gamliel. I don't bring Gamliel. The Yachid Ava, he was a Yachid, and he had these images. What's going on? What about Chashad? Okay, but the Nasi, since he was the Nasi, right? He was the head of the Sanhedrin. There's always tons of people around him, therefore it's considered like they were in a public area, and therefore there's nowhere where he's worshiping. If you by saying other answers, the Parakam Habi or Gamliel, his images were made up of different parts, Rashi Shachulios. There's like a put together thing. Velohayo Mechabram, Elo Meshas Bedikas Edom. He only put them together when they would search it, when they investigate, when they would be checking the Edom. Cholyom Aluchazela Velechel Chashad. Then the rest of the time it wasn't put together. Third answer, by Sema, the Slamid Shiny. It's different when you're coming to teach something. You're coming to learn from it or to teach someone. The Tanya, we looked at a Brisa, Lo Somad Lasos, in reference to different types of Kishuf. It says you should not learn to act according to these things. Of Alatalamid Lav and Laros. We learn Sanhedrin. Of course, you can learn in order to be able to know how to paskin, how to deal with these things. We saw this earlier. We saw this in Sanhedrin, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. Aval ata, you can't do it for other things. Okay, next one, we end off with the Mishnah by saying the words, that if it's the sun, the moon, or the dragon that are engraved on a chashiva kli, that's going to be aser, but if it's on a common kli, then it's mutter. Ezein mechubadim, what's called mechubad, ezein mevuzah, what's called mevuzah. Amara mechubadim, lamaylam, and amayim, dignified kelim are those with them that are above the water level. That is where it says, al ugnei kli. When it's on the rim, then it's chashuv, right? So mevuzin lamata min hamayim, coming as those with those on the below the level of the water. Both of those are considered mevuzah. Elu mechubadim. Both of those are considered mechubad. Sha'ala sheirin v'ala nizamim v'ala tabas. Those that are on bracelets and nose rings and are. I apologize. Elav elu mevuzah. Both those are mevuzah. What are considered that are not mevuzah? Elu 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 Hashem ya'azor. Elav elu mevuzahin. El ella elu mechubadim. These are the mechubad ones. Shalashen on zavna on tabas on bracelets on nose rings and on finger rings. Those are the more chashuv. Tiny covers the shmuel of a breast and supports them. Mechubadim shalashen and shalom zavna on tabas. Mevuzin shalom yoros shalom ku. Akum kemasin al mechame chamin. The ones that are considered mevuze, right? Those are the ones that are on the pots and kettles and water warmers. Vialas dinav al mitbachos and things that are on sheets and on towels. With that reference, we're going to stop over here. On Rosh Hashanah, a great, great day.